Where's the short intro?
Do you want me to just do it again? Jedith.
No. You'll enjoy this. Are we recording? All right. What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast, actually being recorded on a Tuesday. It's the 10th of September, or as I call it, 9/11 Eve.
Oh, what a special time of year.
My guest today.
Back once again.
The Ready Master.
Michael
of Bartlett. And you know what? You'll appreciate this. You ready? Here's the intro.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
You know what I mean?
That's the whole thing, man.
Yeah.
Well, fuck me.
Let's hear what you have to slobber about this time.
Only took you 7 years.
Well, I'll tell you something. I didn't even do it.
Who did it? Someone else did it?
No, someone else did it.
Somebody else was fucked off.
Someone else was like, yeah, I'll never get them 15 seconds back.
I like a long intro. Bit of
No, no you don't.
Yes, I do, man.
Every time you're on, you're giving off like, oh, your fucking intro says your name.
Not once. But listen here, you fucking goose, queer. Right? Not once have I ever complained about anything you've done.
Yeah. Well, you asked for it. You go. Full dance.
I love this bit. Right about you, I want you to
get yourself and your soul together. This man. Should I just change that to full, like, 12?
To what is it?
Flutes?
It is a bit long.
This man. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul. Oh my God, flies.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Fuck you.
You know, that's all she wrote. The interesting thing about the short one is it was such a novelty to me. I played it like 9 times, which is like way longer than the fucking original. Anyway, here I was thinking about the 12th and stuff like that, and I was like, obviously. It's weird that like a flute makes the same noise as no flute.
Explain.
You could be like, and then you could just go, and it's the same.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
Aye. I mean, you can say that about many instruments, though, do you know what I mean?
No.
The saxophone.
Not everyone's a master beatboxer.
That's true. Just
like myself. Let me just plug some shit, right? Because we're at the start and I'll just get it over with.
I'm doing the Ulster Hall on the 25th of October. I'm doing the Ulster Hall.
So if you have absolutely nothing else to do...
If you want to have some joy in your heart for a change.
If you want to go to a room where Mickey will introduce himself. Have you? The last time I gigged in there, nightmare. The guy was literally like, we have no bar staff or stage manager or anything. So once I'm done with this pint, take this fucking, you know, Home Alone talk boy and go around the back. And I've recorded an intro and you hit play and it's like, we're on the stage. It was a fucking disaster.
Was there no backstage mic?
There was a backstage mic, but the guy was like, there's no showrunner today, so it's basically me. And he goes, take that. And then he takes off. And then 30 seconds later, you hear him. Hello?
And I've just done a fucking month in the front. I'll be all right.
Nah, fucking just walk on cold.
Aye. Well, it's 1,000 people, so it'll be more like.
No, that's fine. You get a good reaction.
Aye.
Get a good stand ovation.
Looking forward to it, man.
How many tickets have you sold? Roughly?
There's about 200 left, I think.
Fuck Mick, one bit of fucking shitty content online.
Oh,
that would sell. You would sell no bell.
That'll be grand.
Yeah, it's always nice to say it's sold out up front, but that will definitely sell out by the time it's October, especially when you've got Christmas coming up.
Exactly.
I don't know what that.
I know there's people text me being like, I think, were you talking about it in the podcast as well? People going, oh, my fucking girlfriend got me tickets for your show,
mm-hmm.
And you're like, I'm a present.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's a wee bit of fucking extra pressure. Like.
There's that mixed in with somebody. The best one I seen recently was someone tagged, like their boyfriend. They were like, hey, baby, you know, like BBY. Hey, baby, do you want tickets to go see this? And the guy replied like, hey, babe, I don't really think he's that funny, so not really.
Is this you or me?
I was like,
shame.
No, it was me, definitely. But the... every...
Time to take your pill, is it, Colin?
You don't get a baby up your blurt.
Jesus, that's the most stressful alarm in the world. that's like Face Off. Two chemicals are going to mix, and then got me action movie wrong. It was Die Hard with a Vengeance. I'm sorry about that.
What about Face Off? The fact that the guy could just swap his face, and then the guy could go fuck his wife.
I know,
and she's just like, okay,
yeah, right. I'm thinking just last time I saw it. There's no fucking way Nicolas Cage and John Travolta have the same dick. You know what I mean? Like, fair enough, everything else is grand, but she's bound to pull a cocker and go, hang on a minute.
But how could they have remotely the same body? Like, John Travolta's a fat bastard.
Aye, but they cover that in the movie where they do a wee bit of laser surgery to get rid of fucking nip handles and stuff. Nipple hair and shit like that. But there's no way they're going... Like, even if they could do it, right? If you could swap your face, swap body, and you had to fucking save the world, and they went, also, we're going to change your dick just in case, you'd be all... No, you're not.
Yeah.
You're not taking anything near my knob.
Is that called bulb off?
Yeah.
It's called face off, bro.
Facial off.
Look at the flies in here.
I'm fucking starving to. Fucking Miyagi do the fuck out of it.
That's what happens when you live in the country and you just leave the door open, let the smell of shit waft through. Fuck's sake.
Sure, at least it's coming into the autumn now, it's all wet grass and fucking.
Like, imagine they just swapped you and Aaron's face and then Aaron just strolled out.
It would take some fucking serious stretching to get my face across his head.
You would literally look like that person who got the face transplant.
Well, what happened to you, Mick? Was acid attack to worry about? Jeez, you heal fast. I'd love it.
You fucking sneeze one and it just rips around the seam.
Fuck.
Fat fucking head.
Like a pair of fucking cheap jeans.
Amazon. I don't remember. I can't remember if he told me this or he said it on a podcast. He said, like, he was doing. He goes, you have to learn that you have a big head. Like, he goes, at some point, it just kicks in, and you go, oh, fuck, my head's massive. And he said, like, they were doing this thing in science class at school, where they were, like, taking all these different measurements to get, you know, I don't know what fucking ratio of whatever they were doing. And he said someone was measuring his head, and they just went, oh, my God. And then the teacher, fucking flies, the teacher just came over and was like, just did something like, oh my God. And he just had to walk around all day like, my fucking head's enormous.
Like, I retarded bastard. Because I have a big head. I remember, like, we were graduating uni. I had to get the biggest size hat. And it was still a bit fucking...
Bit tight.
A bit tight. But with McCann's head, you don't realise it until you put your hands up to it and you go, what the f... Like, it is that big.
It's enormous,
like the front of his head and the back of his head are about that far apart.
It just reminds me of, like, you know when you look at, like, one of those fucking, like, Aberdeen Angus things where the front of its head's all hairy and it's just like, it's about that size. That's what the back of his head looks like. Just fucking, just this wall of, like, just a big fat head.
Just a big fucking skull.
My head's not that big, you know. I'm like a cherry Bakewell, you know what I mean? My body's fucking... big wide thing and then a wee cherry of a head on the top.
See, mine's like, I think my, like, this bit of my head's grand, like from here to here, but it's the actual, fuck.
The depth of it?
The actual, yeah.
Like one of them cone heads that you see in, like, Africa somewhere?
Like, whenever I have to finally shave my head, it's going to look grotesque.
Grotesque?
Grotesque. I look like, like the cartoon version of somebody that survived Chernobyl.
Yeah.
Like, you know that monkey from the Powerpuff Girls?
You're like the fucking, that Rubber Johnny video, do you ever see that?
No.
Yeah, in the wheelchair, the head like near dripping down to the floor.
I haven't seen it now, I have to say, but I am looking something new to wank over.
It is, the Aphex Twin, how lurgan is it to say grotesque?
Not that lurgan
fucking
at all.
Grotesque?
We'd just say ratten.
Ratten.
Fucking ratten.
That's true, I haven't been to lurgan in a long time.
Ratten.
Unless I stop at the garage.
For a wee cup of coffee, or a fair talk.
And the last time I stopped there... Very weird interactions from, like, sort of middle-aged men.
Aye.
You know, I thought I had a demographic with videos and whatnot. And then I went in there and some fella was like, one of the boys was up, and this guy's 60.
Aye.
One of the boys was in work this morning, one of the young fellas, was up all night last night watching your podcast and all, and he's wrecked the day, so he is. And I was like, cool. And he goes, I must get home and see it. And then... Because that guy was saying that, there was, like, the most intense cunt ever behind him with a beard. And he was like, like, literally looked like he was out of Sons of Anarchy. Like, so aggressive. And then he went, would you mind if I got a photo to get with me and you? Like, he literally, that's how angry his face was. What way did he phrase it? It was so gentle. It was like, would you mind if I get a photo beside you? It was literally something like, that was it. Do you mind if I get a photo alongside you? I was like, yeah, fine. Anything's better than stabbed to death, which is what I was expecting.
I didn't tell you about the fucking... I don't think I've been on this since. Right before I went to Edinburgh, I was over doing fucking previews in Scotland. I was getting a flight to Glasgow. Have I ever told you about this? No.
I don't think so.
So, I get on the fucking flight. There's a guy in the middle seat, and he's fucking hammered, right? I sat down beside him, and do you know whenever... Like, do you know when you know somebody's fucking spotted you and recognised you?
Yeah.
Because they'll maybe do a bit of, like, a... But this guy, he was like this, like...
Oh, wow.
This close in the fucking plane, right?
I'm a big fan of staring back now.
Aye. But he starts going, like, are you your man off Hammer videos now? And the guy's like, you're Buckin' McGuckin'. And I'm like, I don't even know what... Which one of us was Buckin' McGuckin', but... And I'm just... Headphones in, trying to pretend I'm asleep. Like, yep, whatever, that'll do. And he starts going, mate, I need a fucking peach. Ah, mate. And, like, dude... The flight hasn't took off yet. You can go for a pee, like.
He's like, well, I'll let you go for a pee, no?
I'm like, yeah, you'll be all right. And then he sits there and he goes,
what are you doing today?
I was like, I'm going to do some gigs. And he's like, where about you going? And I'm like, well, this is a flight to Glasgow, so it's mainly Glasgow.
Leeds. You fucking retard.
What time's your gig at, no? And then I could tell he just had, he just wanted to keep talking, and I was, no, so he goes,
where's Shane?
And I went, because Shane was in America at the time with his missus. It was like, he's in America with his wife. And he goes, why are you not with? Right. And then he's like, do you want a beer, mate? Do you want a beer? Take a beer. And I'm like, nah, I'm right. I went, take a fucking beer, mate. I'm like, no, seriously, don't want a beer.
Wouldn't be unlike you to say no to a beer, though.
But I didn't want to drink with this cunt. And he's like, fucking take a beer, mate. Take a beer. If you're listening to this, by the way, thanks for the offer. And then,
you weird cunt.
The flight landed. And I'm like, put, like, stood straight up, got my backpack on, just trying to get off the fucking plane.
Like, I was about to start a sprint.
And he's holding one of me fucking airplane pins or Heineken.
Mate, that could have been yours, mate. That could have been your fucking Connor, mate.
And I went, being polite, I went, I'll get you next time. And he went, when you come back.
Oh.
Right.
And I went, so weird.
I went Monday. He goes, what time's your flight? 4 o'clock? One word. What time's your flight? 4 o'clock? And I giggled like, fuck the whole
I'll day. Be waiting on you.
I can't wait to see you again, mate. Buck, buck, buck.
People have this weird thing where they're like, they either think all of us, because we're like mates, come as a package. Like, where's all your mates that you do comedy with? Do you not keep them in tow? Like, if they either think it's that, or they think everyone's on this competitive level where that you can literally be in a video together, like this clip I put up, the blooper I put up with me and Aaron yesterday. Someone goes, fuck's sake, McCann, Geddes's missus is funnier than you. You fucking... And you're like, you don't understand what's happening here. I wrote it, so, and he's in the video. I didn't like write my bit, and then I'm like, you turn up and say your bit, and we'll have a competition series of the funniest. Aye. And then this guy gets to go, fuck's sake, I was a lot of shite.
There's so much of it, I had to fucking...
Blocked.
Aye.
Immediately
blocked. I had fucking a stag party turned up to one of my friend's shows. With that same sort of attitude of like, fucking, where's McCann? Where's fucking everybody?
Yeah, it's a fringe show, you dick.
And then talked the whole way through the fucking hour to the point where I was almost going, lad, this has cost me thousands of pounds.
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous.
Can you just fuck off before I start crying?
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting to the point now where I'm like, you know, for a certain amount of time, you're just gigging. But it's getting to the point now where, like, you know, and thank fuck, people are coming out to see you.
Aye.
And you're like, everyone's paid, so if you act like a cunt, you have to go.
Aye.
And I'll fucking give your money back. Yeah. If you, I don't give a shit.
I've kicked a few people out of the fringe this year, which I've never had to do before. Just had to go, lads.
You have to.
You're better off leaving.
Because it's like ripping the plaster off. It's just like, you gotta end this now and fuck off.
Aye.
That last fucking Lavery's, oh my God. Oh my God. I'm trying to even think, have I done a podcast since? When was that? Was that last week?
Aye.
Fuck me. This girl in the front row, like... And it's like, most people come into the comedy club and they go, oh no, I don't want to sit in the front row in case anyone talks to me. Nobody's going to have a go at it. Like, people might have a bit of crack with you, but it's never like malicious unless the person like...
is a shag comedian.
Doesn't know what they're doing on stage and they're, you know, I've seen that before. People just walk out and fucking just say something horrendous to a person who's just like there. Like, okay. But if a comedian's going to speak to you in the front row, it's just to get a wee bit of information to like talk some shit. They're not really having a go at you.
If a comedian is talking to somebody in the front row, they already know what they're going to say. They're just trying to make it look like they made it up.
Yeah, well,
you're like,
maybe that's what you do. I didn't know you could do. I'm not that smart.
I know.
No, I go, what are you doing? The guy goes, I work in conservation. I go,
never mind. Here's something I made up.
I have a conservatory. I was went for a walk and then I went to an airport.
PVC doors.
This is kind of like a conservation conversation talking
dyslexia,
which leads me on to I'm fat.
Did you ever re-buckle a girl?
And you're like, I'm going to conserve this load of jizz. But this girl in the front just kept, I said,
Mary, to re-buckle a girl and leave her looking like a red panda, huh? Sparsely populated.
Conserve that joke for tomorrow when you're in work.
What about the Amazon, huh? Fuck me.
This girl in the front row, like, you know when you're like, I mean, it was like the most hack fucking setup ever, as usual, just going through everything, da-da-da, you know, paedophilia, fucking whatever, fucking rape jokes, whatever. And then I said something about lesbians, and the girl just like, I'm gay. Which is like, you know, like slagging yourself before anyone else does when you're in fucking secondary school. And I went, you're gay? And she went, yeah. And I went, well, put a fucking blurt in your mouth and fuck up. But then she just would, which is so juvenile, but then she just wouldn't shut up.
Aye.
Just the whole time. McCann came off and he goes, she just quietly called me a fat cunt like 3 times. Which is the worst.
Right.
No one heckles. People go, how do you deal with hecklers? Never had one.
Aye.
I've only ever had someone who wouldn't fuck up.
Aye. And that's the fucking, like, I've had heckles grand, right? Even if it's fucking, like, I remember a guy heckled me one time going, when's Colin Murphy on? And I was like, oh, he's not on tonight. He went, he's much better than you. But it was one of my shows.
Are you serious?
You know what I mean? It was like, who did you think?
I bought a ticket to see Mickey Bartlett in the Riverside Theatre, Coleraine.
Aye.
Where's Jake O'Kane?
He was on the blame game. Maybe the rest of the boys are coming too. Do you know what I mean?
Like, oh my God, so retarded.
But like, there is a fucking thing, and I've said it loads, and I sound sexist, but here we go. A drunk woman in a comedy club is fucking terrifying the comedian.
Can I tell you exactly why? There's no threat of violence.
Aye.
That's it. Well, like women can sort of get away with whatever.
Depending on who you ask, because I would say, Colin, by and large, there's quite a big threat of violence towards women in modern society, and I think we should all, as modern day men,
yes,
try to compete against that toxic masculinity. But see, if you're a drunk woman at a comedy club, you deserve to get fucking hit.
Warren Sutter Grand used to say, fucking 5 chops to the chin will sort him out. That's all I keep thinking about now.
5 chops.
5 chops to the chin. Come here, sir. On your way.
I would not be leaving 5 chops now about. As soon as I finish these chops, you're fucked.
I'll eat 5 chops and shoot you.
Bitch.
Oh my God, she would not shut up. And then McCartney goes, is her fucking tits hanging out? And there was like comedians on each other's shoulders trying to fucking see time. Which is so funny. Like, everyone wants to kill her. It's like, fuck, I wish she would shut the fuck up. Fucking bitch. And all
nip.
Is her tit hanging out? 1 second. Hold on. All is forgiven. All is forgiven.
No, but I've, like, it's always been that thing, and I say it all the time, and fucking comedians, male, female, trans, comics, also, like, I'm woke as fuck, right? I'm just back from an arts festival.
Wokey Bartlett.
But fucking Terry Wogan.
But Hulk Wogan.
If somebody goes here, there's a stag party in, you're like, ah, oh, fuck. If they go, there's a hen party in, you it's just genuinely strikes, egg. Yeah, you're just like, kick them out.
That's wild, isn't
it? Everybody's like, trembling. If there's a fucking table full of women and a bottle of wine in the middle of the table, disaster.
Yeah, I've got on stage to MC Lavery's a couple of times and just glanced down and there'd be like, you know, like 4 girls and 7 bottles of wine.
Aye.
And you're like, they'll not be here in the second half.
Aye.
I just know it. Or do you know what sometimes, I've seen it at least 3 times in Lavery's just because we're there so often. Younger folk coming with their parents.
Aye.
And they have to leave early because the parents are chinned.
Aye.
There was one woman, I don't know if you were there or not, just came off one of those poser tables, like the high one, just like went, I'll get a douche, pulled the whole thing to the floor. And it was just like these 2 kids like, trailing their ma out of the fucking thing.
I remember that happened to me one time in the Empire as well. The same thing, real drunk woman in those high, do you know that sort of left-hand corner?
Aye. Yeah, yeah.
And she was heckling the whole way through the night, and then I went to move on, and she just slipped off her seat and fucking pulled her glass, and I was like, I honestly for a second went, am I the chosen one?
Yeah. You should have went like that.
I'm still trying to move other shit on my mind, like Matilda.
I did that the other day when I got out of the shower, and I had my boxers on the sink, and I grabbed the boxers, and it caught the fucking tap and turned it, and my phone fell under the water, and it went right down on top. I was like, that's me, Matilda.
Aye.
There was a girl in Lavery's one day, just fell off a chair, fell off the bench, like fully innocently, just
aye.
Put her arse in the wrong place, and just hit the floor, and everyone looked at her, and she was like, sorry, you're like, fuck me. When was the last time you fell? Just fell over?
It's been a while. Like, I saw a guy trip in Newcastle on Saturday and double-take the fuck out of it while everybody went, we saw it. Like, but it was a nice wee fucking happy moment and room full of hungover cunts.
I think I've developed, and I'm sure all comedians develop this thing where, like, you could have easily tripped a little bit and just walked it off.
Aye.
But you fully ham it up just to be like, well, if I'm going down,
I'm owning it.
I'm going to do 3 cartwheels and then in here. How was your overall fringe experience?
Do you know what? Like, it's the last one I'm doing for a couple of years, but I would say it's probably the best one I've had.
Your liver's like this.
Aye. Fucking. My bum's going, can we do solids again? I think I'm ready.
Isn't it so funny? Like, have you drank much since you get home?
I haven't stopped gigging.
Okay. I haven't stopped. Alcohol. I can't stop.
No, but like, I did my last show at the Fringe at 2:30 on a Tuesday morning. Then was getting the bus and boat back. So I was fucking chinned to 6 in the morning, got the bus at 6, fucking got the boat home, had a couple hours sleep, went to the Empire, had a couple of drinks there, got a lift home, then had Wednesday off, then I was gigging Thursday and Saturday, got blocked fucking at the gig on Thursday, then got blocked on Friday. Got blocked after my gig on Saturday and then went to fucking Liverpool on Sunday. And then I was in the Newcastle stand Wednesday to Saturday, fucking hammered the entire time. Like,
oh, fuck me. Do you know what?
I can't stop crying, but I'm really happy.
Fair bloody. I couldn't fucking, like, Saturday there was like the first time, you know, because you hit a certain age and you're like, I've got a child in the way. I really have to push this personality down. You know what I mean? Because, like, I do enjoy the, you know, the fucking excitement of, like, fucking right, we're on the rip. I don't like going anywhere. You know what I mean? I was here blasting tunes, having a fucking whale of a time. But I do love that, just shoveling pints in, and then the time just runs away with you, and then you're like, oh, it's daylight.
Aye.
I would do that every other day if I was allowed to.
The thing about, like, the Fringe and even, like, comedy clubs. You're not out. You're basically in the one place.
Yeah.
With a load of your mates.
Now, There is actually nothing better than just hanging about with comedians.
Aye.
Like, even, like, the small bit that I experienced of just being backstage that late in life, you're like, this is class.
Aye.
And the time literally evaporates. Like. Yeah,
see, on the Sunday night, or the Monday night, so the girl Fred who runs Late in Life, and
the girl, Fred, shout out to Fred, I met her.
Fred's
she's like, is she from Australia?
Yeah.
They're little radishes.
Yeah, loves a radish. Radish and I think that's how she stays healthy, because she just eats radishes and drinks red wine the whole time she's at the festival.
Fuck, I was doing alright. I was regular blocked and then I had a radish and I was like, I'm going to throw up in this bucket of ice here.
She did like a fucking, like an Ironman or something a week after the Fringe, but 2 years ago.
I genuinely think that's like, just Australians. You know, you get like fucking Damo Clark and all, you're like, he looks like he could just be like, yeah, we're going to fucking...
Yeah, just unnecessary.
Climb a mountain.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? Yeah, fuck it. Like, just like built in hard and fit already.
I used to go out with a girl, and she's moved to Australia, and her fella, once his car broke down, and he walked like through the desert back to Perth with like a bottle of water and no shoes.
We want to dirty the snakes,
like,
bro.
You know, you're all fucking nuts.
Well, that's like, back when men were men.
That's,
you know,
about 2 weeks ago.
Like, I keep thinking about fucking, he's not Australian, but Maureen's dad, like, has done a bunch of marathons and stuff in his time. Probably hasn't trained that much recently. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to do 60K on my 60th birthday. And I was like, fair enough. And then, like, the wee sort of park that I go to and run around, it's literally 1.75 miles for one lap of it. And fair enough, I had the gout attack of 2019 and I've had to recover from that. But I'll just go, run around, get back in the car. And he's like, I must break myself in again, go and, you know, start doing some runs here and build it up. And I did 4 laps around that thing the other day. And I was like, Like, just out of nowhere, he could just run like fucking
5 miles, it's like 6 miles.
Probably like an 8K or something with a dog just warming up. And I get around it once and get back to the car and like, you know when you got headphones on and you take the headphones off and you go, and you're like, fuck.
I can't run. Like, I fucking, I hate it.
It's crap. Like,
it's like, it doesn't, I don't enjoy any of it. I just think it's fucking boring, but that's no excuse for not being able to do it.
Oh, do you know what I mean? I would say a lot of runners who run a lot will tell you like, oh, it's like, I listen to that fucking, my God, if you want something. You would actually quite like it because it's very like fucking army and, you know, Navy SEALs and shit. But that
Thanks for fighting for our freedom, fellas.
That guy, Do you ever hear of David Goggins?
No.
He's been on Rogan a few times. He's this like ex sort of, he done like that buds training and everything like a bunch of times. Now, first of all, you listen to the book and you're like, I think you're a lot more tougher than you are intelligent, sir.
Aye.
You know what I mean? He'll say things like, I set off with no water to run 100 mile fucking whatever, and I fucking was pissing shit by the 6th mile. Like, and you're like, bro, train.
Aye.
You know what I mean? Train a bit, wear the right shoes, drink some water. But like, some of the stories in that are fucking demented. Like, he's just like, I had shin splints and, you know, 2 stress fractures in my feet, so I taped it up and set off running. I didn't have any packed lunch with me, and at mile 78 I thought I was gonna piss myself, and I actually shit myself, and blood came out of my dick. Someone else is like, someone asked me what the blood was, I had to lie. Imagine being like, I just cut myself, I'm not pissing blood down my leg.
I was
like,
thinking,
fuck it. But even he's like, he goes like, I'll just sit and stare at my running shoes for like an hour and a half.
Aye.
Before, like,
just trying to convince yourself to do it. Like,
don't like it. Like,
aye.
Nobody, like, I don't think, you know, you got to get real deep in the game before you're like, I just love this. And there is like an element of the small amount of running I've been doing of late. You're just setting off like in the morning when no one's about yet. And you know, it's crisp air and everything. Aye. It does feel nice. But after fucking 8 minutes, you're like, and then you have to just maintain this fucking bullshit feeling till you get back to the car. But then you're only doing it so you feel good after.
Aye.
It's shite. Thing, like, it's fucking shite.
I haven't fucking worked out. I think I've probably done, see, maybe 4 workouts over the course of the last fucking, 7 weeks? So I'm going to go back to the gym today and I know I'm going to shit.
Stink.
Like, it's going to be fucking awful.
But do you know what? I just think I've done enough training, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know a lot of stuff about sports type shit, but like, I've played enough sports, I've done enough rugby and stuff and trained alongside it where I'm like, people do so much fucking about, like, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to buy these sliders for the floor and work on my abs, and I'm going to do all this bullshit. And it's all to just avoid doing like, you know, like deadlift, bench press, squats, and running.
Aye.
Like, that kind of takes care of everything, I think.
Yeah.
And then stretch a bit. Maybe there are some smaller,
I would say skipping and heavy bag.
You could circuits, do, also again, but like, yeah, but none of them is as good as probably just running.
Nah, but I would say the skipping probably is better, just because if I don't believe that.
Yeah, but can skip brilliantly.
That is
true. And it would not transfer to running whatsoever.
Oh, yeah, that's very true, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, do you know what I mean?
It doesn't even
I can't.
It doesn't even transfer to fucking walking.
Mickey just flat about the fridge, skipping along.
I can get from A to B, I rope, no problem. I was walking
up upstairs.
Walking through fucking Liverpool the other day, right? I've got that backpack there, the black and yellow one you have. Backpack, right? So I had my laptop.
Fucking good spot.
And a week worth of fucking gig clothes and a pair of gym trainers that I have not fucking worn in ages, right? And I remember walking through Liverpool thinking, like, Marines carry heavier shit than this. And run.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't imagine what kind of fucking mental, like, it's attitude or fucking, like, because I was fucked. Do you know what I mean? I was genuine. Like, I was like, I want to take this hoodie off from Rosen.
It's unbelievable, like, how shit a shape everyone's in. Like, it's incredible. Like, you should be able to set off running. You should be fit enough to just, like, set off running and keep it going for, like, an hour. And even if you're not used to it, you should have enough stamina to just keep going for, like, an hour.
Aye.
But nobody can do that.
No.
Bar, like, a small amount of people.
Do you ever have, like...
Or, like, chin-ups. You should be able to just fucking knock out about 10 chin-ups. My shoulders would explode if I did.
Yeah. I can't do fucking... Yeah, I just can't do them. But, yeah, like, there's times I've had, like... Because, obviously, the amount of fucking drinking I've been doing the last couple of months, you do start to have genuine anxiety problems.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And there's been points where I've been in, like, shopping centres thinking, if somebody started shooting this place up, I'd have to walk towards them and go, just kill me now, because...
Yeah.
The idea of you missing and me dealing with this would be way worse.
Yeah, I'd rather get shot dead than pull my hamstring going that way.
I dropped arches.
What if he shot you in the hamstring and you're like, oh, that's it, loosened up now.
Thank you, Abdul.
Good swing on it. I know, it's so funny, like, the things that, like, you actually need to do but won't do just because, like, you probably should be running, you know, lifting some weights. And, like, doing yoga and stretching loads, but you're just like, no.
I'm not going to
do that.
Number 2 cans of beans here, I'm just going to fucking... with this.
But fucking, what was I going to say? Oh, I watched this thing last night. You should watch it. It's on, unless you've seen it, on BBC, the iPlayer.
Uh-huh.
And it's called, like, The Secret Life of Incels.
Right.
Involuntary celibates. Have you heard of this?
Ugly bastards?
Yeah, well, that's, you know, to the fucking layman, that's what we would call them. But now they're in a cool guy club called... I mean, that's the problem with a social justice warrior. You get these fat fucks that get together and they're like, we're body positive. And you're like, don't make an uncool cool club. You know, you're supposed to be... You're supposed to be fucking shamed. Do you know what I mean? It's not for, like... Because people hate you.
Aye.
It's because you don't want it to be normal for people to be like, oh, I'm perfectly healthy at 36 stone.
Aye.
You're not.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? But that's, they've made a club and everyone's just making these fucking clubs now. And now they've got these incels who are literally like fucking weirdos who are like literally angry at women or the world because no one wants to fuck them.
Like that wee fucking short dude, that video of the wee short cut in the sandwich shop, do you see him?
Yeah.
Yeah. I get this from women all the time on social media. Yeah. What the fuck are you? And then some guy just like, drives him into a wall.
Do you know what? I love that. Chat shit get banged, son. You know what I'm saying?
Because even when he was talking about that, and he's like, yeah, just that fucking anger of like, it's your attitude is why people don't like
exactly. It. You watch this show, right? And you know, these guys are like, all these, it's so funny because they're talking about them not getting fucked, but then they call all these other girls sluts. They're like, oh, really? All these fucking sluts, and they're just running around having a good time. And you're like, mate, this is, there was one guy who, he would catfish women. So right. he would put up on a Tinder profile, like a fake profile, and get loads of matches. And then he would agree to meet up with somebody. And then he would turn up like a wee fat Mexican and go, ah, you were going to turn up just only because you thought the guy was hot, you fucking slut and all this here. And you're like,
fuck me. Like,
bro, of course.
Yeah.
Of course, fucking of course. I mean, this is
how... That's like saying if you book an electrician and a plumber turned up, it's your fault.
Yeah, but this is the thing. Like, see if that guy really, that was his mindset. He would fuck anybody. He would fuck bedridden, big fat cunts. He would fuck any people who'd terribly maimed.
Aye.
He would fuck everybody because he would be like, I don't...
You did terribly maimed, but the mime of great hair.
I know. Same thing. But like, I'm in the incel ball club. But like, you know... Preach, practice what you preach, then you fuck anything that moves.
Aye.
Because I could have a fucking list of people here where I would go, would you buck her? Yep. Would you buck her? Would you buck her? And then it would get down to some fucking swamp donkey and you'd be like, nah, that's not really my thing. And you go, exactly! Aye. That's the way the world works.
Fucking hell.
There are people out of your league. Mm. Naturally. Do you know what I mean? Aye. Also, would it fucking occur to you to change your shit attitude and do some sit-ups?
Fucking be sound fucking, for a second, like, aye.
You fucking wetback bastard.
That's the fucking...
just go full racist after.
Listen here, put the burrito down, lift the fucking dumbbell, you fucking speck.
You fucking beaner. I love that. It's like, as soon as the floodgates open, the fucking, like, insults, you get everything, you know what I mean? Listen, Arlene Foster can say whatever she wants about Brexit. The fucking big man looking Latvian fucking fucking! Like, just the floodgates open. But yeah, it's a fascinating... And there's actually a guy from, like, County Down on it.
Well, there would be.
His just seemed unfortunate. These other guys seem like they're a bit weird... I mean, one of the guys literally was like Johnny Depp in fucking the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory thing. And he's like, some people have suggested that maybe I might be on the spectrum for Asperger's. And you're like, no shit.
Aye.
You fucking weirdo.
I think it was Johnny Asperger fucking suggested that.
Yeah.
The man himself.
Yeah.
In fact, what's your name? Because we're changing it.
You fucking Asperger.
Aye. On the spectrum, whatever the fuck you're called.
But there was him... there was the other guy who was catfishing people, but this is the worst. Now, this guy just revealed himself to be pretty much... This sounds like a fucking jailable offence to me. He would catfish them, and he's like, all these women send me... I can't do that. He's like, all these women send me, like... He's like, they send me pussy... vagina pictures. Like, he changed it. I know, kill myself. They send me pussy... vagina pictures, and they're fingering themselves, and tit pictures and stuff. And the guy's like, and what do you do with the pictures? And he's like, well, I jerk off to the pictures. And you're like, that is the creepiest shit of all time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that's definitely jailable.
That's like some fucking bait and switch type fucking shit. You know what I mean? It's like someone thinks they're sending photos. I mean, it's like literally if you fucking stole someone's phone and changed the contact to, like, you know, whatever your fucking husband's name is or something, and they're, like, sending photos to, like, a different thing. You've, like, tricked them into seeing them fucking naked. Like, that's definitely way more rapey.
Well, if you do that with fucking, like, if you're trying to buy something off Amazon and you fucking steal someone's identity, that's highly illegal. Yeah. So if someone's shown
you your order is fucking toilet roll and guitar strings.
Somebody's shown you their doot and butthole.
My new bar opening in the cathedral court. Like,
cracking sandwich shop with it. Welcome to Doot and Butthole. Down here, Doot and Butthole.
Get the root, the Doot and Burger.
Do you like corn to cup? We got it down here in Doot and Butthole.
Pick the corn out. Sir. Oh, fuck. But yeah, that's so
crazy. Try a signature cocktail. The skid mark down here in Doot and
Butthole. You see this? I seen a fucking... Hold on. Is it... Yeah, there's a cocktail called, like, toilet water. Where do you see this? Sorry, I'm... Look at that sexy bastard there.
He's a good looking man.
The best thing about cooking Italian food, amazing pasta.
Fucking full blown. He's like ovulating looking that cunt.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, toilet water. Okay, wow. What a hell of a name for a drink. Now, excuse me, bartender. May I have two toilet waters, please? Okay,
wait a minute.
That noise that you just heard is Sheena botching this whole show. Okay, ice in a... What would you call this?
Oh, this is the worst voiceover of all times. Okay, this is a bad example. I've seen one. I've seen one where they do it so realistic that it would make you throw. Like,
oh, really?
They put this stuff in, it's like piss, and they put this other stuff in, and then they put something else in that literally looks like ripped up fucking, like, toilet paper, nearly.
That's people actually drinking toilet water as well, is it?
Yeah, of course.
The internet, we don't deserve it.
He drank it. I'm trying to get... But, and then this guy was putting in, like, wee bits of fudge in the top, so it looked like wee shit.
Oh, fuck.
Hi. My name is Miguel Mora.
My name is Miguel. So today I show you... Good lad yourself. Tell you what.
Let's try.
Sounds like me having a shit run.
Splash.
Anything Mexican run is going to be the shit.
Aye.
Honestly, the service is next level.
Splash from Barry.
I don't say blood, bro. Yeah, see, the one I seen, we kind of went like that, but it had this yellow fade in it that looked like piss, and then he put wee chocolate bits in the top. Anyway, what the fuck are we talking about there?
Doot and buttholes?
There was one guy from, like, County Down, and the way he was doing it, you're like, okay, that just seems like a series of unfortunate events that led to you being so insecure. That you don't even know how to fucking approach people, let alone women or anyone that you want to be with, type thing. And the guy was like, you know, one of those ones where you're like, he just looked like a fucking regular dude. He was in great shape because he lifted like a pile of weights. But they have all these weird terms, like, what was the thing, like, max your body out or something, you know, like trying to improve on what you had looks wise and all. But he said, like, his parents just had like bad relationships, and it was just, I don't know, he just was really fucking like insecure and whatever. But then, and then he took a load of steroids, which made him break out, like, the worst fucking acne of all time, like, across his body and stuff. But you're like, bro, you just need fucking, like, you need, like, queer eyed or something. You need someone to just come in and go, mate, you're fucking in good nick. Fucking grow your hair out a wee bit. Get a haircut. Get a haircut.
Mom, we need to go for a pint.
Get someone to take care. Well, that's the thing. They don't hang about with anybody, let alone. But then, me and Maureen were talking about this. I was like, that wee fucking Mexican loser. You're like, if you look at a girl and you're like, all she wants is some fucking guy that's in good nick and is rich and all. You're like, you should let that guy, a bit like fucking undercover boss, have that guy hang about with someone who is like successful and has a family and kids and has a good body and all, and see how much work it takes. Aye. And then be like, no wonder he gets the fucking hot chicks.
Aye.
Because you're sitting in a basement pretending you've got a fucking six pack and looking at people's assholes. Lying about it.
Aye.
And this guy's out here actually killing it, and that's why he's getting all the fucking hot chicks and gets all the money, because he works hard and has fucking got his head screwed on. Like, that's why it happens. Aye. It's not like the girl is just like, let me pick and choose. Like,
it's that thing of too, like, and I think,
and you can, like, sort of make yourself an alpha male even if you're not the best fucking looking guy.
Tell me about it, mate.
Do you know what I mean? You can be like, you can just make your, you can be fucking loaded or successful or whatever or funny, and you can do all those things. You don't have to be like visually attractive.
So like. That thing, it's like, and it was, I think it was one of Joe Rogan's specials where he says like, if those people are spending so much time on their own, there's nobody to go, mate, you're full of shit.
Of course.
So they're constantly just reinforcing their own fucking bullshit.
It's called an echo chamber. That's literally what that means. Like when people, and then three of those guys get together and they're like, sure, wouldn't it be a good crack if I just plowed a car into this crowd of people? And they're like, bro, you're the fucking man.
I'll sit in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Like, but yeah, you need some. Yeah. I mean, it's like things do sort themselves out. You know what I mean? Someone puts in a photo into the group of some, they're like the time Shane went to buy those shoes and five people were like, absolutely no, you look fucking retarded. You need that. You know, you need, I mean, it's like friendly fire, but you need people you know kind of going, you can't fucking act like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But those guys don't have that at all in any way, shape or form.
It's like even having social media and shit like that as well, it means they get the fucking, yeah, like you're saying, lie, make up a whole fucking thing, then start maybe believing it in their own heads.
Oh yeah.
Like, you know, believing their own bullshit in that way, and then, fuck. World's fuck. I think we just need to kill half of us.
But it gets out of control, and this is the main fucking example of it. Again, yet another charity gig organised by Kieran. First fucking comment.
Aye.
Like, see, again, that's like, it's like some student just being in uni and everything is focused on diversity and equality and everybody has to get their own thing and all. And even when you're raising money for like a terrible illness,
aye,
people are like, not a very diverse crowd. Like, are you going to look at the money raised and be like, not very diverse currency? I don't see any South African rand in there. Where's all the yen?
No.
Where's all the fucking pesetas?
It's a fucking weird thing. Like,
I'm sick of like these fucking uncool clubs getting together and then getting to rule the roost. So, like, literally said on that thing, like, it's rise of the beaters. Absolutely fuck no. Do you know what I mean? Someone needs gorilla fucked.
But you know what's fucking mad too, right? Just because I was talking about this the other week in the Empire. So Ray Alina, right, who's, and that, this is fucking awful, I'm going to forget where she's from, but she's one of the Asians, not the Middle Eastern Asian, the Chinesey ones.
The Chinesey ones.
Malaysian, maybe Malaysian? Just saying, I can't remember. Anyway.
Does she look more like an Oriental type person?
Yeah,
does she look more like a sort of Indian type person?
She's more the Oriental side of it.
Because Malaysians aren't overly like...
Ah, well then I don't mean that then.
Oh Jesus, you're what? See?
It's, do you know what? I don't see colour, Colin. Alright, I think we're all the same, bro. We're all pink on the inside.
Yeah, I don't
Everybody shouts out of the same hole.
This is what I always say. In the best way possible, I don't care.
See, I think that is actually a lot of problems people are having with like fucking diversity at the minute is that most people genuinely don't care.
They don't.
And then when they're being made to care, they're like, well, I've had to take time out of my day to fucking worry.
Make me care. I don't even fucking think.
You know what I mean?
By the way,
I
also,
don't know, yeah, you could still be a cunt.
Yeah, and it's also like, you know, if we have a friend that's different to us, we can slag him.
Exactly. That's the whole point. You're supposed to do that. You're supposed to slag your friend's differences because then it normalizes it.
You know, nobody steps in when, you know, it's a bunch of whites bullying another white.
Aye.
Everyone's like...
But, well, I'll tell you that fucking story about the fucking black guy. I remember that night.
Was triple irony, fucking...
I'll say this first. So really, now, right, opened the Empire, fucking destroyed it, right? And the guy that runs the Empire, who works in TV, was like, why aren't you on more telly stuff? Because... Yeah. The way of diversity, she's female and she's ethnic, so why isn't she? She should be fucking on it. And even she was like, it's because I'm that good. She goes, the way the fucking diversity thing works, especially for media, and what's like, everyone goes, well, that's good to see it diverse.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not diverse because it's, if you look at fucking British TV, men of colour have to be as British as possible, right? Uh-huh. So Ramesh Ranganathan, fucking
Trevor,
Wang,
like Trevor Noah is Trevor essentially Noah. White.
Yeah. Fucking Nish Kumar. They're all posh. They're all, yeah, you know, they're all quite well off, right? And the ethnic women have to be as fucking ethnic as possible, which is why Sindhu V is an Indian mother with a wobbly head and fucking six kids.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and that's what Ray Alina was saying. She's like, because she's got like an American accent, she's not ethnic enough to make it on telly.
But like,
everybody goes, well, aren't they trying? And they're not, they're doing it. Like, I'm fully on board with all of it. You know, like, I love everybody. But
I love everybody.
There is a fucking point where you go, this is all just fucking, it's all...
I don't care. I see, I fuck everybody. Like, people think they can, like, make up the rules because they're on a fucking moral high horse. Suck my fat white cock.
I think it's just...
Fuck off.
No, I think as soon as you start blaming your... It's like those incel cunts. As soon as you start blaming your circumstances on whatever group someone's put you in, you've lost.
Oh, wake, bitch.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, you've given
wake
up.
Shit.
You've just given up because...
But you're covering your back. You're basically... You're sabotaging it for yourself before you even fucking try. So, like, there was a list went out there, women in Northern Ireland to look out for in the comedy scene, right?
Right.
No, nobody has ever... Like, I run a comedy club. No one has ever went... which is, by the way it has went on forever is you go, hey, would love a spot... Here's a video of me doing stand-up. Give me a shout if there's any slots.
Aye.
That's how everybody has got like, fucking slots since the fucking video cameras was invented, right? I don't know who any of these girls are. No one's ever said, like, I would love to do Lafferty's.
Aye.
And that's the thing. As soon as we put up an all-male lineup, it's like all males again. Not a fucking peep out anybody if there is an actual female, which I can't even believe I have to fucking talk about that.
Aye.
But believe you me, the funny ones are getting slots.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? By the way, I also don't really give a fuck either way. Because I don't let... Like, here's what happens at Lavery's. You hear someone's funny, you see a clip, you go, yeah, I'll let you do a slot because it's a job.
Right.
It's a job after all. You have to do a job. And then I sit backstage and I write my set and I don't fucking even listen to them. If they're getting laughs, that's fine.
Right. That's the thing about, like...
That's all it takes.
It's literally all it's... Because I firmly agree, right? There was definitely a point where it was fucking harder for female comics.
Not anymore.
I think it's changed. I think in some cases you'll still get the odd cunt who's like, oh, fuck a woman. But it has changed.
A lot of them women also.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. But also, like, you see female comics that come out and fucking destroying it. Like, do you know what I mean? Absolute fucking beasts and murderers. Because that's all you can do. Is the only fucking control you have in comedy, if you're just doing live stand-up, is to get so fucking good, the person on next to you is going, fuck.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the only fucking control you have, and it still doesn't matter, because I've been doing this for fucking nearly 12 years, and I'm still not getting offered shit.
Yeah.
You still have to go fucking hunting for it.
Yeah.
And that is a problem. If you're not asking to get the gig, you're not going to get it.
Exactly. I'm not, you know, no one's out fucking scouting around new talent. That's not how
it works. The thing about Larry as well is that, like, it's very rare that you'll go a tight five to see what you're like.
No.
Do you know what I mean? In most clubs, they'll go, you're doing 4 minutes. If you run over, we'll fucking blast a song and you'll be kicked off.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not like that because we're trying to put, like, one of the reasons Lavery's does well is because we actually care about it. Maureen, like, is constantly reviewing how it goes. You know what I mean? Like, you know, anytime I go into any other environment to do a gig, I go, this is some shit bullshit. I'm like, too much room here. The music's not loud. No, like, Maureen takes care of all that. You go into Lavery's and it's buzzing, and then the fucking Prodigy song kicks in, and by the time someone goes on stage to MC, it's fucking hype. Like, people are ready for it. I don't know where the fuck I was going with that, but what the fuck was it? What were we talking about?
That list of five female comics.
Yeah.
And it's like, It's not us doing this.
No.
Do you know what I mean? And it's very fucking... Like, I think anytime somebody writes a fucking article of, like, five, like, whatever group of people they fuck... They're not doing it for the group of people. They're doing it for themselves because they're the one who wrote it. They'll get wee clicks on their wee fucking page.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like the cunt from Chortle.
The point I was trying to make there was we care a lot about it and we're trying to do the best night possible. So there's no, like, letting someone on just because of their fucking gender to prove a point. And no one laughs for fucking 10 minutes.
Yeah, because it doesn't do the act any favour either.
It's fucking shit. There's plenty of people have asked me for gigs. And I'd love to just be like, yeah, go see what it's like.
Aye.
Go ahead and fucking, you know, you do a fucking also, closer before you bring someone on with your MCing. And they just ate a bucket of shit.
Because the amount of times that, and I see it fucking tons doing, like, gigs in the UK or anywhere else. People... You should never be on stage the first time you're in that room, unless you're fucking very good. Unless you've got a solid 20 that works everywhere, you go down to the fucking club and hang about and see what it's like. and decide whether or not you want to do it, and then ask for a gig.
Yeah. There's plenty of people. There are a few people have asked for Laveries, and I've let them do it, and they've ate shit. And you don't hear from them again, because that's the way it should have went. You fucking got humiliated because you weren't good enough.
But we've all ate shit. Everybody fucking does it.
And the ones that are good enough, you know, the fucking McCarneys and the McKegneys and all them ones, and Jordan Robinson and people like that, they come in, they do a good job. End of story.
Aye. And when they're...
That's it.
Also, when they're not on, they're fucking sitting there watching it.
Yeah, they're always fucking there, like.
Because
yeah.
Like, stand-up is a fucking... An apprenticeship. It's a trade, like. And I think I'm qualified to talk about this, because it's literally... I'm the only one that only does stand-up. You have to just be constantly fucking around it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you can also end up at a point, and it definitely happens in Northern Ireland, and we could be maybe slightly guilty of it, in a sense where you can end up in an echo chamber here. Because you could be down doing all the gigs in the Black Box, or you could be doing like women only lineups, which don't help fucking women comics either. Having a women only lineup does not help those people as performers.
And all the people who give off about fucking, you know, where's all the women and stuff. If you put on, like, if you went out of your way to just prove a point and do an all women show in Laveries, I'd be like, where are yous all now?
Aye.
Because there's no known comedians on at the minute.
Yeah.
You know, there are certain people, maybe like the owner or someone who people are aware of her. But Aye. It's like, you got to put on the people who people want to see. And there's only a small handful of people with like a profile that people will come out for.
Yeah.
You can't be like, oh, just to fucking shut these social justice warriors
to come out.
No. You'd be like, oh, yeah, we've got six girls on doing stand-up to shut you up and you're not even here. Do you know what I mean? It's like fucking... Do your fucking dick clean in, like, or vagina,
or
non-binary pisshole,
whatever you have, yeah, whatever you
non-binary fucking. Yeah,
maybe you've got both of them.
Cock vessel.
You got both of them. You can literally go fuck yourself. I'm only joking.
Got both of them, like that runner, Caster Semenya or whatever, who's basically like, I was born with a penis, but I do have testicles.
Oh, that'd be shite.
Well, I don't know what the fucking crack is, but without sounding too harsh, it looks like Travis Scott in the middle of all these women sprinting. Straight up!
Can you come? That's all I'm thinking about. I don't care about fucking how fast you can run. Can you bust a nut at some point with balls and no dick?
Yeah.
Because that would be
horrible. Imagine just some wee Olympic fucking official representative. Question one. Can you come? Okay.
Question two. Can you come?
Question two, how?
Does anyone else have a question that's not about coming?
How far can you come?
What's your favourite colour?
What sort of cum? This one? This one. No, she definitely just stands up, like, just pulling the clit off herself.
Did you watch Naked Attraction during the week?
That's how I do. No.
Fuck. I think
is it like a new one, is it?
Yeah, it's one of the new ones where...
Is that wee antiques woman on it? Someone was telling me about it.
There was a note, she's a breast cancer survivor, but she was fucking filth.
What?
And like three of the dudes, in fact, every dude, she just loved looking at dicks. It was, so this one guy had this fucking...
Dung.
Like, well. Fuck me. What a cock the man had. Like, even just, I was going fucking...
Jesus Christ. Meat hammer.
Don't you see a dick that big, you're like, fuck, I might have a wee go on that myself. Well, just to see what the crack is.
There's definitely a weird, it's like a non-gay... fascination with, like, I'll give a look at your dick.
Like. I think there's times I've seen a big dick and I've been the same way I've been about a Ferrari. Like, I'll never have one, but I'd love a wee go.
It's just like, you know, like,
can I just sit on it?
It's like, you know, it's like fucking, you know, like if you had a gun, you'd be like, this is my gun, like, it'll still kill you. But then I'd be like, feel away that. How often do you clean that?
Did a five shoot five shots or six?
I remember going to jiu-jitsu and in a different gym, and there was a guy just trained in the gym, and you're like, you know, I know he knows he's got the most angry ginger large cock I've ever seen, and it was just it was literally like, I used to do stand up about it kind of, but you know, like, do you know when someone's so ginger their dick and balls look sore, but it was like such a big cock, and then he would be the guy that was like shirt, tie, socks, shoes, and still hadn't had his bags on yet. Rings, and this fucking aardvark was just like...
doing his hair.
Oh, speaking of ginger, I saw a fucking cat this morning that it, and it was, I swear to God, I bet you it was the vehicle in front of me hit it. It was so fresh.
Oh, fuck.
And its fucking body was here, and then a big bit of red, and its head was.
Ah, fuck.
Coming out of the thing, they're fucking threw up.
None worse than seeing a pussy getting blown apart.
Tune in any day of the week.
Napoleon blown apart.
We'll do some questions up on this. Motherfucker.
I'm dying to smoke a fag and go to the gym.
Everybody, I wrote Mickey there because people were sending. Did you see people making posters and all? Like,
I've seen a couple of people tweeting, are them two not fell out or something? Is that they not friends?
You see, this is the problem, and Maureen has said this to me before. She goes, if we're having an argument, sometimes I'll just be an annoying wee dick and I'll say things because I'm not taking it that seriously, so I'll just throw things in to be extra annoying. And she'd be like, yeah, but you know, you say you're joking, but your face isn't joking.
Oh, I watched that podcast where you were Grumpy Wee Goose, and I have to say, Conlon, I thoroughly enjoyed it, because I was in a bad mood myself that day.
That's the thing, because, you know, it was just callback. I just kept going, Mickey Barlow from the General Pan. Like this here.
I mean, that's because I have been
but then
influential part of it.
But then more...
my idea to make that t-shirt now. He doesn't even know how to use a computer. This is a whole of fucking... He's a patsy.
Patsy Gettis.
I just take my head off. It's Dan Watson. Ta-da!
Face off. That's a callback.
That is a callback. That's a good one.
That'd be a good... Oh, my God. I was thinking of... What was I fucking thinking about? I was thinking about, like, if you shot a promo and you actually got someone who had doves. You know, do, like, they're around the corner. No, I put that podcast up, and it was... Do you know when you're just enjoying being a nasty bastard? But then Maureen was like, isn't that podcast? No, it's not very... bit dark. And then other people were like, oh, salty doesn't look good on you. And then I took it off momentarily. And then waves of people were like, oh, man, where'd that podcast go? It was fucking hilarious. So, and then I just put it back up.
See, it's a weird thing because there's times where, like, obviously I don't fucking do my own podcast, but this is so much part of your life that you should be allowed to come on every so often and just be fucking raging.
Well, of course.
You know what I mean?
You know, like, you can't be... Oh, I actually hit my funny bone.
That's fucking karma for fucking slagging me out.
Speaking of karma, you hungry?
I'm starving.
But fucking... Yeah, of course. I mean, people are usually like, oh, I really like that personal, you know, element of you talking about whatever. It's good to hear about you and Maureen. And then you get me on a bad day and you fucking... You fair weather bastards. Away you fucking go.
The fuck off, mafia.
The head-on mafia. A fucking head-on the fuck. As soon as I get a bit of saltiness around me,
I would have General Dander. Fuck.
General Dander. We should do a charity walk. The General Dander.
The General Dander.
Let me see. Right, first question. Oh, that was Violin Mick. Someone as their Tinder profile picture had them in it or something. Do you know him? That Violin Mick, the String Ninja Boy. And he goes, am I famous now? But the best one ever was the night we were in Thompson's for, like, you know, when you're like, I'm too old. But it was someone's birthday, and this girl got a photo with me and Begley. And she, and one of her Tinder photos was, she'd cropped Begley out, and it was just me and her standing like this. Then Begley matched with her on Tinder. It's like, here, cheers for cropping me out of that photo.
Fucking brilliant.
So funny. But then also, why? Like, is that supposed to be, like, a conversation?
Give her a mom.
A conversation starter.
She met Barry the Blender. What was he like? Is he really from Nevada?
Thoughts on... Aye. Real serious questions with Mick's on. Thoughts on Burger King chicken fries? Never had them.
I haven't had them yet. I saw them the other
what
day.
What are they? Is it chicken
guessing,
sticks?
I'm guessing it's chicken fingers. It does look like it comes with a wee spicy mayo, which I think looks nice.
Oh, fuck my ass. I'll tell you what, I went to see...
It's like we raised apple greens.
I went to see the Belfast Giants the other week.
Oh, how's that?
And, well, when you're in the box, the VIP... Because I shot... Do you see any of the videos I did for them? I'll show you the ice hockey ones. Fucking stupid. But, because I did a bit of work for them, the girl was like, we got a box here, like a VIP box. Would you like to... You've up to like 16 people. You can, and of course, the fucking McGrath rent a crowd all piled in. Like, but it was good crack. But ordered some food at the start of it. And there was, you know, they do like those messy fries where it's like chips and fucking sour cream and bacon and all that. I have a hard on. on the side of it, never thought of this in my whole fucking life. Curry mayo.
Oh, why?
Like curry powder. Aye. Fuck me. I was like... You know, I wasn't even hungry and I was like, fucking just, oh.
Put them on a toothbrush. Mm.
Curry mayonnaise near a Yak Yo Latte. Which mainland UK show are you most excited about? Gonna be at the Mank one myself. Just to enjoy the pure comedy. Well, hey, why else would you go, Jordan? Shout out to Jordan. Was also wondering, will the show be relevant to these English twats as I'm trying to get my mates to come? Listen, people need to get over that.
Aye.
It's just fucking comedy. You know what I mean? Also, I'm not coming from, like, fucking Tokyo to do the gig. I'm only coming across the fucking water.
Do you know what's a weird thing? See the fucking...
And it's all Northern Ireland people think that.
Aye.
How are you going to get across these English cunts?
I would love to know... Fine. I would love to know where the fuck this started. But I remember, first time I went over and did the Fringe, and I made one joke about being from Northern Ireland, and I got reviewed. I was like, yeah, it's kind of a hack joke. And I remember thinking, how? Because I'm the only fucking cunt over here, right, at the time. And now everybody knows everything about Northern Ireland because the fucking DUP and the Tories are back. So you've got 6 months where they actually give a fuck about you.
Yeah.
And then we'll be back to blowing each other up.
And also, like, you know, we don't have the worst accents.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? So if you can listen to fucking Liam Neeson.
Exactly.
You can fucking listen to me. Or if you can listen to fucking Jamie Dornan on an interview and still be fucking hauling the valve off yourself, then you can fucking sit through me talking about my dick for 20 minutes. And Jamie Dornan's not that easily understood either.
Sorry?
you know what I mean? He doesn't have like a real, fucking newsreader voice. Eamon Holmes. There's Northern Irish people all over the fucking place. Katie? You know?
Fucking Cat Daly.
No, he's a wee bit fucking cave,
You know him. We all go like that. I do a phone voice from over there as well.
That's a phone voice.
You can't watch me do a fucking Fringe show because I full blown have to go anti Lurgan.
Oh yeah,
just out of politeness.
Oh yeah. The late in life, it was like, if I wasn't looking at him, Pamela Bond.
It's like, if you are looking at my Pamela.
Connolly's of my. Which mainland gig? Well, you'll be glad to hear it if you're going to the Manchester one. The Glasgow one.
Wait, you did the Museum of Comedy, aren't you, in London?
London, yeah. Two shows, motherfucker.
So have you no support? You don't have support for that, do you?
Well, Aaron's going. Live
podcast.
Listen to me.
Colin,
do you really want to go?
Do
you really want to go to London and do fucking 10 minutes before I go on?
Nah, man.
No, you definitely don't.
It'd ruin the night for you.
You don't. Bring Mickey back. I'm gay. That same girl just appears. I'm gay.
Where's Thomas?
Favourite holiday destination?
Oh, Jesus.
Craigavon?
I've been doing. That's one thing I'm doing after the Ulster Hall. Fucking out for 2 weeks somewhere sunny.
Oh, for sure.
Well, Australia actually for a month, but then after that, I'm going to go on holiday.
You're going to have to go to it's a weird time of year. Like, you literally have to go to, Dubai or something is the closest bit, a little bit of fucking sun.
I was, in fact, Noosa in Australia, that's my favourite place I've ever been in my life.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
Swam with dolphins.
Fucking right.
Dolphins, what do you call them? Sausages.
Disabled people. pool noodles. What do you call it?
It's a Japanese people call pubes.
Per nerders.
Down here, dude and butthole.
I had a bit. I'm trying to work on it where I'm like, as long as you say you identify as it, no one can question you.
Aye.
I'll talk about it after. But I don't know. I was going to go very racist with it.
Uh-huh. Just for the crack.
It's all right. He identifies as that. Favorite holiday. I got to say, there's been a few trips where I was like, that was actually borderline life-changing.
Aye.
LA for 10 days was enough for me to be like, I would like to come back here every year for about a month and just be here. Do you know what I mean? Good energy. And also Vietnam is pretty fucking sweet because it really feels like you've left Earth for a second. You know what I mean? Like, you go in, you go, this is nothing like anything else anywhere until you go to Thailand. And then I'll start the scene. No, but it's good. Are you shitting it for the baby coming or what? Not really.
I think I'll be all right.
It's fine. I mean, you get a bit overwhelmed where you're like, oh my God, this seems like so much at once. And you're like, oh my God, what school is it going to go to? And what if it turns out to be a fucking school shooter? But you're getting way...
Aye.
It's going to be so... I mean, people are like, they grow up so fast, but also then also very slowly. Right. You know what I mean? It's like you're gonna adapt to however it goes along as it goes on. You know,
yeah, it's not like one day it's fucking on the tit and then it's seven.
Next minute you're trying to like stop it smoking fags. Like it's just gonna be like it's gonna be very gradual, and the first while is just a lot of fucking feeding and getting up, and you know, it'll be grand. Like, I'm excited. I'm actually, you know, like,
I can't fucking wait.
I think Maureen's just like,
it's not even mine.
I think I could totally see, like, she's just very fucking uncomfortable now, and you're like, just get it out, because you're fucking yapping, I'm yapping, everyone's bored of it, just get the fucking get out.
Seeing my cousin one time, and she was really heavily pregnant, and it's the most honest I've ever seen a fucking, because obviously women get a load of like the, oh, you're glowing and fucking da da da. There's a point where she pointed at her husband and went, she went, pointed at her, like, turned to her mom, pointed at herself, and then pointed at her husband. She went, cut this fucking thing out of me and give it to him.
Yeah. And bring me gin immediately. And I was talking to Joe from Shine, and he's like, he walked in the house and was like, so how was your day? And his wife just went, what the fuck does that mean? Because they also have like another young kid, like, which must be. Like, I actually think it might work out okay, because we do have flexible time, and very rarely do I actually have to be anywhere.
Aye.
So, I think it'll be good, because, you know, like, if Maureen was like, "This, you know, I'm fucking stressed out, can I just go fucking go for a walk and go shopping or something for 2 hours? You could do that, no problem. Well, yeah, totally. Like, whereas traditionally a lot of women are just stuck in the house, and the guy comes back at fucking 6 o'clock and, you know, eats dinner and then everyone falls asleep. Like, but we're able to, you know, theoretically we should be able to be, to cope with it really well.
Yeah.
Because you can just be like, I do this, and you can still have your own time, because we're both kind of.
Yeah.
Plus Maureen has fucking three sisters.
Exactly. And,
her mom.
Everybody,
you know,
around you is like,
yeah. Yeah. So we should have a lot of support, which is nice. My sister, I can imagine we'll probably have trouble getting rid of her for the first while. Like. But I'm genuinely more scared about the wedding than I am about having a child.
Aye.
You know what I mean? I mean, you do get the odd fucking, you know, where you're just about to fall asleep, and then you go, and then you go, that's all right, and then you fall asleep. When you're doing your tour shows, do you tend to stick to the same show each time, or do you do the same local jokes / audience? Do you do some local jokes? I wonder, why the fuck would you do a local joke? I could maybe do some Glasgow shit because I lived there.
Aye.
But like Manchester and Liverpool, no, that shit, I don't really fucking know.
See, I think it's a kind of a fucking stand-up trick to do a local joke. And you can do a local joke, you can do the same joke about fucking loads of different places, and it just makes people, because I think you see it with fucking, it
just sells them down a bit.
Aye. But I think you see it sometimes when people who aren't even, like, say they're not from Northern Ireland and they're gigging in Belfast.
And they don't mention it.
People get really fucking, you can see them going,
I also hate, like, I'm from a little place in Texas called whatever, which makes Sandy Row look like mate, who told you about Sandy Row?
Obviously, obviously shit ones, and there's fucking, but I do think there's something fucking good, and if you can get a chance to walk around for an hour and just fucking go, let's see, because I remember doing a gig in Birmingham once where I just went, fuck, you've got a really big Poundland, and they all went, fuck, we do, and that was it.
That's enough to
That's enough to.
I remember saying in London one time, it was hilarious because I was actually late to the gig, because it was basically, I was buying a carry out in the fucking thing across the road, and the guy rang me, and I think he's a fucking Aussie too, and he's like, hey, there's a guy, mate, are you close by? And I was like, yeah, I mean, I'm just across the road. And he goes, okay, the audience are in. And I went, isn't that 7:30? And he goes, no, it's 7 p.m. And I went, fuck, and I gunned it across the street, full sweat on, and got on stage, and I was just like, I was literally like, fuck, and I had a big cup from Five Guys because I'd just eaten as well, and I was just like, I brought it on stage and I was like, I'm fucked, and then made some joke about it just costing money to fucking breathe in London. And it was a fucking shitty joke, but I got a bit of a laugh. But that's all it takes, is something that I don't think, you know, if you do too much research and you do a real local joke, that it, you know, it looks
if you go into it like fucking, and there's lazy ways of doing it too, where people are like, so what's like a fucking real shithole part of town?
Yeah,
and someone's like Lurgan, like, so I was in fucking Lurgan.
Yeah. Like, where the women are too ugly to rape.
Yeah, the men are men and the women are also men as well.
Banter.
Yeah.
Yeah, mate, fry tucks. That would get a laugh.
That would get a laugh.
But no, I don't really like it too much. But I will say something. at the fringe there, seen two, only seen two, I mean, like, you basically, you're with a pregnant woman, you have to, like, ramp right up and go, we're going out for 4 hours, right. Are you ready? And then you go out, and then you fucking do all your stuff, and then you just come back, and so we went to see Delamere, which was like a very well structured, like Delamere's fucking incredible. Like the way you can do like crowd work, and then the callback at the end goes through to fucking, comes back to the crowd work that he asked. Brilliant stuff. Like, but then we went to see Jim Owen, who just absolutely fucked about the whole time.
Aye.
And Maureen was like, isn't it weird how the one show that Delamere did was so jam packed and so fucking precise and well written and everything, callback and all. She goes, that seemed way longer than Jim Owen just fucking pissing about. And then he'd be like, oops, getting a bit. He goes, that's about time people look at their watch. You know, but
it depends.
So
I think with Jim Owen's room, it's so comfy.
Yeah, it is comfy.
It's great. Whereas I've seen, I know the room Delamere, well, didn't see a show, but I know the room he's in. And that's such a fucking sweatbox, especially on that Saturday he's over where it was roasting.
Oh my God. I'm convinced there was two Dyson like air blades, and I'm pretty sure, or you know the fucking like circular tower. I bet you he bought them.
I bet you he
was like, there's no fucking way people can sit through
this shit. There's been a couple of times where people in paid venues at the Fringe have had to chip in for air conditioning. Because the venues won't buy them.
Did I tell you what, I've mentioned this in the book, did I tell you what Delamere did at that gig?
Will you give you a shout out during the...
Yeah, it was the weirdest fucking... Because I was half pissed, like, so I was just like...
Why is this happening?
Why is everyone looking at me?
Aye.
And then I had to walk out and people... You know, like, you're shimmying past people and they're just looking...
Aye.
I don't believe
him. I've never heard of you.
I don't believe him. You look like a drug dealer. Would you rather get punched in the face or the dick? Great. All the hard-hitting questions from face. Damien.
No, actually,
if it was
no,
just the dick. If you just...
Yeah, you hold it out.
Do you ever see those porns where like the guy will just shove his dick through a table and then there's a guard beneath it just like...
I have not, no.
Well, if someone just punched you in the dick, mate, it would be okay.
Yeah, it'd be alright. If it's soft dick or hard dick, though?
Medium hang.
Yeah, I think you'd be banging right.
Actually. Bit of blood in it. not too hard where it's going to bounce back.
The head's just slightly engorged.
Yeah.
Like a wee speed bag.
So sometimes you do have a fat dick day, don't you? Where you're like,
every day,
you know,
I'm a fat cunt. I always get them wrong.
Fat cunt day. Podcast question: will anyone beat Khabib? By the way, the answer is Tony Ferguson. Love the podcast. Did you watch the fights at the weekend? Boring. But Khabib certainly has a force to be reckoned with.
Well, I've heard that now.
What do you think can be done to stop suicide epidemic in Belfast? Sorry, I can't believe that. Sorry, I wasn't prepped for that being so serious. What can be done? Fucking teach people to fucking live better lives.
Fucking need more money. People, like, that's happening because people are fucking skint.
People are skint and then they're trying to, they can't get a job and then it is, I mean, I hate the term vicious cycle, but it's like, if you've nothing else to do but sort of forget your problems via drugs and substances, that's all you're going to fucking do, like.
You're telling me.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I mean, because people teach the wrong fucking shit to people. You're trying to get these people to go to school, and you're like, no, we gotta learn about English and fucking maths and shit. And you're like...
So it doesn't suit some people?
It doesn't matter. You should be teaching people how to, like, survive life.
Yeah.
Then when they start to show slight interest and stuff.
And I do think social media, I know everyone says it, but this is the first fucking generation of people where it's like, oh, fuck, what have they done with this too? Do you know what I mean? Definitely. There hasn't even been studies. This hasn't been happening long enough for people to have properly studied the effect it has on people, on the human fucking psyche.
Yeah, it definitely, whether it affects you or not, or whether you think it affects you or not, it definitely does, to be, like, constantly seeing the best of people's stuff all the time.
Yeah, without a doubt.
That's what Aaron said to me the other day. He goes, you know, it has to affect you because you're just looking at everything. You know, everything's the funniest shit you've seen, or, you know, the best looking shit you've ever seen. Yeah. And I'm like, usually in the mirror, bro. You know what I mean? We're very stoned. But fucking, yeah, that it definitely has. And then no one knows how to fucking talk about things.
Aye, that's the fucking big thing too.
You know, it seems like there's this massive, like, anxiety, depression fucking wave coming in, which might be social media. It might be a whole lot of things, but no one talks about it in a sort of direct way.
Aye.
Like, people should literally go, like, as matter of fact as they go, like, hey, you eat too many fucking Mars bars, you get fat. Someone should be, like, a teacher should be able to go, yeah, see if you fucking lie around your sofa all day, we're looking at social media, you get sad, so don't fucking do that too much. Like, it should be that direct, but instead it's this weird thing, and, you know, you gotta wait till... Like, I definitely... You just look at your phone too much.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like, I was saying to Aaron, like, if I just give you a fucking... If I just give you that glass and was like, you have to look at that for 6 hours today.
Aye.
Just doing this would... drive you fucking bananas, but because there's like pictures of asses and tits on it, you're just like
The amount of fucking times I've woke up in the middle of the night, looked at my phone, clicked on one video, and then it's been 4 hours have gone by and I've watched fucking Fail Army.
It's ridiculous. Like, the only way I sleep through the night now is if I lift very heavy weights at about 8:30 at night.
Aye.
And then I go fucking just dead body, like.
I was saying that before I went to Edinburgh, I started going to the gym at like fucking 9:30, 10:00.
Yeah, it actually...
And it does help you out.
Yeah, if you're a fucking lunatic, like one of us, like, where you literally think you're not thinking about anything, and then you think about something, and then you're like, oh, well, that's me, just fucking... Aye. Whether it's good or bad, like, it could be a good thing, but...
Yeah, I had nights during that fucking Fringe where I was waking up thinking I'd been reviewed in the middle of the night, and then checking to see if I got fucking reviewed.
And that's why they call it cocaine. But the thing is, like, there's something wrong with me where, like, I can get up and I think I want to be one of these people. I think I want to be, you know, fucking Mark Wahlberg where I'm up and, yeah, I'm going to work out. I'm going to get shit done today. If I could literally live my life the way I want to, I would just get up, eat some fucking breakfast, have a sleep, fuck around in the afternoon, do a workout, eat some dinner. Then when everyone starts to settle down... come in here and start doing work and then work to about 2 a.m. That's the way I would love to do shit, like, because during the day everything just seems a bit fucking overwhelming. Nearly like if yesterday we went fucking shopping or something, I'm just in a, you know, like a bright fucking Home Bargains looking for, you know, whatever the fuck we're looking for. It's too much shit going on. I'm like, I don't like this. I like nighttime when it's quiet. Like Batman. And Batman,
yeah, probably are Batman.
Is what I'm telling.
Yeah, I've always thought about you. I always loved you and thought, that's, I bet he's Batman.
Oh no, Penguin.
I'd love one.
Yeah, I think, yeah, that's, hey, newsflash, comedians are weird.
Aye.
And we're, I don't think we're the weirdest ones, but there's definitely some shit going on. Stop the suicide epidemic in Belfast. Yeah, you gotta be teaching people what they should be looking out for and how they should be doing things. I mean, there's a lot of fucking stuff. Like, watching that incels program, you know, there's a, what do you call it, fucking, there's a book Maureen's reading, and it, literally the title of it would make you blow your fucking head off. But when you actually read it, it makes a lot of sense. I can't remember the fucking name. But it's all about, like, why people get depressed in this day and age. And we're saying about people getting into, like, online gaming. You know, the real hectic, like, fucking 14-hour shifts.
World of Warcraft, that sort of thing.
And they're going, like, these guys are getting a bit of, like, dopamine from things that regular dudes used to get. So it's like, I'm in a group, you know, I'm completing tasks. I'm getting respect. I'm doing all this shit, which you used to fucking just get in life when you had to get a job and you had to do stuff and people, you know, made you do sports at school and all. Like, see, all that shit is, like, very important. Yeah. But see when people are just sitting there with all this rage building up with no output whatsoever, they're gonna fucking shoot up a school because they just don't know where to put all the energy. Especially men. People are like, well, it's toxic masculinity and, you know, you shouldn't have them fucking rough each other up and all. Let them beat the... send them boxing or something and have them kick the fuck out of each other.
Totally.
Learn how to lose.
Also...
Learn that if you work hard, you win. All that shit.
And also learn what it's like to actually be hurt, because it stops you hurting people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like when if a baby bites someone, you're supposed to bite the baby quite gently, but bite the baby back.
Bite its whole foot off?
Yeah. Just fucking chew the cunt. But because the baby goes, fuck, that's sore. Oh, I shouldn't do that then.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's like, it's like, I, you know, I've been fucking skint in a shitty flat somewhere with, like, the worst toothache of all time.
No.
And now if I had money and someone else had that, I'd be like, I'm going to pay for this to fix this for you. Because I know how fucking miserable it is to have, like, toothache that bad type thing. It's that sort of thing. It's like, I believe it's called empathy, Mick.
Yeah, I believe that's what it's called.
That's what you want. That's what we need. Strong men with empathy.
Aye. And strong women too.
Yeah, but they're not running around knifing everybody, you know what I mean?
Not yet. We'd never get full equality, mad bitches.
Yeah. Maybe women might need to reappreciate what an actual good man is.
What a man, what a man, what a man.
Sean McGlinchey, how much do you earn a month, big man?
Depends you from the dole, or...
Send me your address and I'll...
How much do you fucking earn,
I'll mail you my fucking bank statement.
Are you the Inland Revenue?
Who the fuck would you ask that to? By the way, bro, many accounts, many fingers, many pies.
I have one finger, one pie, and not an awful lot of filling.
Pastry.
Aye.
It's crust.
Somebody gave me money for a gig the other night, and I went, I just threw that in the pile, and what one I was like, the overdraft. The debt.
If you had full control, would you want your own Netflix show? And if so, what would you call it? Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, I was on the phone to a guy from The Telegraph, and he was doing this thing. He goes, why has there not been any sort of like TV interest for yourself? And I was like, because the only opportunity is BBC NI.
Right.
And I'd rather shove my genitals in a fucking ninja. But it's ninja. Like,
it's again, there was we've always talked about
this. There was a period
side of things.
Like, there was a period of time where, if I dug out some notebooks, it could happen again. There was, at any point, I could have made 16 different TV shows and all of them been good. Do you know, with all different characters.
Well, good at the moment you filmed them and then handed it over to somebody who isn't funny.
Yeah, it went through like 9 filters of unfunny cunts. Obviously, if it was Netflix, yeah, I would love that.
Yeah.
I actually, if it was that wide open, I don't know where I would start nowadays because I haven't thought about it in so long. If someone was like, you get a show, I think I would like to do, because it was, you know, like a Garth Marenghi type thing. Not that style, but something that's just a one-off concept that was like 6 episodes that was class.
Aye.
Even The Office was just like 2 series. Maybe maybe something that was like 2 series long and you could wrap the whole thing up in 2 series. Something like that. That sort of, I wouldn't want, maybe I would
like
want
an
something,
ongoing fucking,
maybe I would want something separate to that, like a fucking South Park or Always Sunny. Which, I mean, but then it's the level of talent's ridiculous. Like, aye. You watch some of those. Have you seen that? The Gay Pride, fucking Always Sunny.
No, not yet.
Oh my god! Like, just you're just like, everything is fucking brilliant. Like, the whole way through the show, Frank has like bashed his nose and he keeps trying to plug it up, and it just gets more and more and more swollen to the point where he literally looks like completely fucking just wrecked. But then he just blows it all out and it all goes away, which is like an analogy for, you know, Max fucking gayness that he's been bottling up. And then at the end there's just this like fucking 10-minute choreographed ballet scene in the rain with this kid, and you're like, what is happening here? It's like the weirdest, like, by the way, we can do everything, so fuck you type thing. And then he's just in the best shape I've ever seen anybody. Like, there's like fucking Matt,
I've seen the fucking,
like, Matt Fraser, the fittest man on earth, doesn't look like fucking this cunt. He's absolutely in ridiculous shape, like, and you're just watching, you're going, I don't know if I could get my mates to do that, even if I wanted to. Also, it wouldn't be, but something ongoing like that would be good, because you could just, it could be like satire. You could just pick stuff up.
But again, it has to be something you would be able to devote all your time to.
I bet if it was Netflix money, you certainly fucking would. Like, I think they definitely need to push deals with people where they're like half-hour specials.
It's a weird thing, because I think that...
I would love just like... See, to be honest, I mean, stand-up's in a weird place, because you get the likes of Andrew Schultz and all that, who's like selling tickets like based on his own shit. And then once you see that model, you're like, what more do you need?
Aye. You know, Paul Smith, like...
Yeah, him. Like, me to a certain extent, you know, just through this and shit. Like, but, you know, there's no conventional fucking media outlets or anything like that. So, but then, like, it'd be good if, you know, like Amazon or fuck me, like Netflix signed a thing when they're like, right, we've signed such and such for, you know, like 8 half-hour specials over the next
Netflix, who's Netflix is made up of former TV cunts at this point. I worked on that Flinch thing, like doing the warm-up, on the first day the Netflix execs came down and changed the entire fucking layout of the studio as people were queuing up. The audience were queuing up to get in. And you're like, that's a terrible fucking TV exec idea. Just to go, let's just fucking change it.
Yeah, just because they can.
Just because they can. And they're so out of touch that they don't realise that the entire show, it still depends on the fucking live audience being comfortable and having a nice time. So now you've got people that are going to be supposed to be there for 2 hours and are there for fucking 12.
Yeah.
Can't get home, can't get back to their fucking kids. they're in a hostage situation, and then when it eats shit, they'll turn to the comedians on stage and go, why didn't it work?
Yeah, you weren't funny. Yeah, it's bullshit. Like, the less interference, the better. But then all these people are getting their fucking arm in because they know a lot of their positions are dying.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? You get fucking... I've heard stories about agents chasing people up and all, and you're like, why? It's just like they're panicking. Like, right. Who the fuck's left for me to get work on? Yeah.
I know places that physically, like, just will not work with any agents because they're like, there's no point.
No, there really isn't. You would have to start a very specific, like, agency where you were like, okay, we just basically talk money on behalf of these personalities that have made their own fucking fame, essentially. Make sure they're getting paid, right? But I don't know. It's so fucked up, like. But then again, Netflix is just fucking swamped as well.
Yeah, but also the Netflix thing as well. The ones that work are the guys already have enough money to do the editing.
Yeah.
So if you watch a Netflix special where it's been, like, it's all Netflix, like all their people.
Yeah.
That's why there's specials on that don't go anywhere. Whereas if you look at the likes of, like, fucking Sloss or Chappelle or Bill Burr or fucking CK, that's all their own cash that have gone into the editing process.
You can just go shoot it yourself.
Yeah.
But it's so funny, like, you know, you can do it so cheaply now.
Right.
Compared, you know what I mean? If you could fucking pull 10 grand out of your arse, you could do it very, very well.
Yeah.
But if you were doing it on a budget, like, I've shot stuff at the fucking Limelight, and in total it cost me about £600.
Aye.
Multiple cameras, audio, all that shit. I did edit it myself, mind you. Let me say, I have tickets to your SSE show. Was thinking of getting tickets to Oma show, but also don't want to ruin the big arena date. Would be the same type of gig. No, it won't be the same type of gig. It may have a bit of crossover material, but by the time I get round to the Odyssey show, it's going to be it's going to be a bit more like my first Fringe show, where it's like burst of comedy, video burst of comedy. So it's going to be a lot more refined and, like, deliberate than the tour show. So I dare say you could go to both. And especially Oma, when I'll be flailing.
Aye.
Free falling through the air, trying to find fucking funny bits.
Aye.
So there you go. Let me see. What was your favourite part of the Chappelle special?
I still haven't finished the whole thing.
Oh my god, see the fucking...
The Macaulay Culkin joke I thought was fucking sublime.
Yeah, it's so funny, like. But I was saying this. People think it's wild shit. It's no wilder than anything comedians would say to each other. That's what it felt like. It felt like he went, now you get to hear what we actually say to each other. And, you know, I mean, it's hilarious that all comedians were like, what's wrong, what? And everyone else is like, you can't shout. You know, have you got to that bit yet?
Oh, yeah, that bit's phenomenal. You're not a homosexual? Not a nigger either.
Yeah, but like, nobody, he gets to the fucking, the Juicy Smollett bit. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah.
Jesse Smollett, where he's like, you know, he said that there was two white guys attacked him, and he goes, not only were they black, he goes, they were Nigerian. They were like the blackest black. And he goes, they wouldn't even say stuff like that. I can't even say it. I mean, it's like, I like that bit so much because I'm like, I can't even tell that joke to anybody else in public. Your glasses for the sun, where do you get them? Also, 2 for 1 while I'm here. Is Dutch Frank ever coming on the podcast? I don't know if he would do it. The sunglasses are a pair of Ray-Bans that my sister bought in an airport and then decided didn't suit her and then gave it to me, and it's the only thing of value that I own. So I've looked after them fairly well. What are you going to say to baby Colleen when she's all grown up and asks about her dad and Uncle Mickey's porn segments on the podcast? I'm going to be like, do you enjoy us fucking hushing? Because, well, I didn't pay for that. I'll be like, do you enjoy?
I'll tell you more about the porn segment. Uncle Mickey needs his bum chains. Up you go. I'll be there.
Thank you for everything.
Put his ankles in the stirrups. The strong ones.
Put his knees in too.
Great question here from Geordie. Why are people ignorant fucking pigs?
Don't know.
Because it's entitlement. I've talked about it week in, week out. Everyone thinks that they're fucking special, and you're like, no, you're not. Also, if anything is to be used as an example, if you look at Aaron, right, who walks in, is very polite, very chatty and smiley, clinically retarded, people throw things at him.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? They're literally like, let me help you because you're such a weed fucking dote. You know what I mean?
It does, no, it's gonna
get you way more doors are gonna open when you're fucking sound and polite. Do you know what I mean? There's people who come back to Lavery's Comedy Club who I just like hanging out with them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And like, I don't care if you go up and do well.
You see it loads in comics. Like, I know people that are decent comics.
But sound is all fuck, like.
Yeah, or like decent comics and complete fucking dicks.
Yeah, and you just don't want to be
And it's like
them.
Nobody fucking... Like, there was a point where during the Fringe, there's one particular guy who's a bit of an arsehole, always tells the same story constantly, and I was so drunk I don't remember doing this, but I do remember thinking, when I heard the story from three different people, I went, well, I obviously did do this, and it does sound like my timing. He finished the story, went to get a pint, and I walked over and kicked his chair across the bar and just went, he's not coming back to work. And everybody was like, oh, thanks, Mick. Like,
full of shit. Unbelievable. Podcast question. I follow Chris Ramsey, in brackets comedian, on Instagram. Now I see he's doing Strictly Come Dancing. I can't take him seriously at all. From on stage, taking the piss out of people who do all the tan and glitter and dad dancing. If you were given the opportunity, what one of the shows would you do? Strictly, the ice one, Jungle, or whatever else there is.
I honestly don't think I could fucking...
Would you do Naked Attraction?
No. I'd have to fucking really, really need the money. Which isn't a...
The problem is, you go do one of them things, and then you could just turn up at the Fringe and fucking sell out gigs every day.
Yeah, but you'd be selling the gigs out every day to people who watch those kinds of shows, exactly. Which means it limits what you're able to do.
Fuck, I don't know. I mean...
It's like when Tommy Tiernan could fucking... When somebody called the cops in Tiernan for making a joke after Derry Girls.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I would be interested in doing something like... The Jungle, where it was like a test, but I don't really have any interest in being on TV. You know what I mean? I'd rather just do one of those, like, Kilimanjaro.
Or do, like, Splash. You know?
The ski one? The ski jump one? What's your favourite culture smick turn of phrase? Ah, oh, fuck, I don't know.
That one.
Do you have any useless skills that you're great at? My housemate used to compete at Tetris and was ranked number one in the UK.
I can skip and use nunchucks.
At the same time.
Aye.
Do I have any useless skills? I can cook pretty well.
That's not useless. Stand-up's kind of a useless fucking skill.
I'm a surprisingly good sewer.
Oh, well.
You know, I've repaired a few of my...
I'm a fucking eyesore.
You see, that's not the joke I thought you were going to go for. They're going to be like, I sewn back up your clothes, you fat bastard. Thoughts on driverless cars? If you had to give up your driving license forever, but there would be, would never be any more traffic on the road, would you do it? Driverless cars.
Nah,
I don't know.
Driving.
It's weird. Like,
yeah, I don't trust it. I don't even like fucking assistantless shops.
Yeah, take me to that person.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Flipping love the podcast, still waiting for the day I get punched on my commute for walking down the street and laughing. Have you read Born to Run? If not, cannot recommend it enough. Not too long a read, and it will change running into an obsession. There you go. Yeah, I'm not going to read that. I can't be into running and reading, you know what I mean?
Or you get sick.
Get the audiobook. Have to stare into the distance for 10 minutes, realign.
I've got a book I've done on my phone. I haven't read it. Didn't you? What was it? Doesn't matter. Sorry, just remembered.
Fuck Goosebumps. I would love a wee crack.
Beware.
Doop, 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 doop. Damn.
I need to go for a piss soon, come on.
My question is, will we ever see a full single release of Up All Night to Drink Bucky? The full version's there, bitch. Right. Get on it. Fuck's sake, Bridgie, you bastard. When was the last time you went to a full-on mainstream comedy gig, such as Bill Burr, Ulster Hall, or Louis C.K. in Dublin? I went to Bill Burr in Dublin. Went to that. Went to Patton Oswalt in Dublin. What's your opinions on Doug Stanhope and Steve Hughes?
Both great.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of fucking wading through the muck with Stanhope to get the gems, like, but...
But even still, he's... Stanhope's one of those ones where if you listen to his albums as opposed to watching them...
Yeah.
They're a lot more enjoyable, weirdly, just because he's a grotesque wee fucking mutant.
We'll finish on this, right? When you've had a shitty day before a gig, surely that affects your ability to perform certain jokes, or do you simply flick a switch and it's just autopilot, asking as an entertainer that experiences this sometimes?
See, I love doing stand-up.
See, before you answer that question, care of, like, just read that question there.
I know you sent me that earlier.
Oh, that's right, sorry.
Yeah, I for me, it's like, I fucking love doing stand-up, so it quite often will fucking bring me out of a bad mood.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the ultimate reset button, but I'm getting very bad recently where, like, they're just, like, absolute. Do you know what I think it is? Lavery's. I'm going to have to take a wee step back from Lavery's, I think. But, like, I feel like I get very stressed out about Lavery's for some reason.
Well, you're booking it, fucking hosting it.
Yeah, but, like, yeah, it's doing stand-up is, like, it is. Like, I remember Tom the Bear said one time, he goes, you could have fucking gastro flu and you've been shiting all day, and then as soon as you go on stage,
you're grand.
Your body just forgets all
cures,
about that.
It cures hangovers.
Yeah, you can just come out, heartbeat. You can be dying and come off stage buzzing.
Do you know the only time whenever, if I've had a bad day and it's one of those nights where, because I know you're not supposed to blame the audience for bad nights, but if you ever have a night where you're walking towards the mic and they've already stopped clapping,
yeah.
If I'm in a bad mood and that happens, I'm like, fuck these cunts. And I'll just phone it in.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, there's definitely an exchange going on. If the crowd are up for it, you're going to get a good gig.
Yeah.
But if it's one of those, like, let's see what you've got, fat boy.
It's like that portrays another thing. It's not my job to pull your misery.
Yeah.
I had a fucking one. The first Tuesday of the Fringe, I got a fucking standing ovation. And on the Thursday night, had the worst fucking gig I've had in about a year.
Penance, bro.
It was so bad to the point of halfway through I stopped the show and went, this isn't my fault.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just looking at it, fucking 80 people going, it's fuck, this is your doing.
I was down at down with Shane on Friday there, and I don't know what the fuck was wrong with that crowd. Like,
was it Friday or Thursday?
Thursday.
See, Thursday night's a fucking weird night for,
because like Casey went on, it was just quiet, and then it was almost like, I mean, the place is sold out, and then you're like, do you want this to happen?
But that's the, like,
do you know what I mean? You're like, do you want this to happen, or what?
Thursday nights can be odd, because even the Newcastle stand on Thursday, like, the stands are fucking the best comedy clubs,
oh my God,
in the world, maybe. Like,
they're fucking Glasgow amazing. Stand is like the best shit.
Oh my
shit.
God. But the Newcastle one's amazing as well. And on the Thursday night, everybody, like, all, like, and the lineup was anybody could have closed.
Yeah.
Like, anybody could have headlined anybody. It was fucking
murderers, fucking low. Yeah. Like,
and there's four of us, five of us, sitting in the green room afterwards just being like,
what? Who was on?
It was me, Kieran McAllister, John Scott, Jay Lafferty, and a guy called Jack Johnson, who's done the 10, who's fucking brilliant.
Guitar and all?
No, the other one. The one who makes the shampoo. But it was just fucking, and it happens sometimes. I think Thursday nights are a weird one because nobody's really out drinking. It's different for a comedy club midweek where you'll get fucking young people out, or they're just glad to be breaking up their week. But when it's a theatre show, everybody's got work on Friday.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what there is something about theatres that just rips the crack out of
and
everything.
And also, like, I think that if they're doing it cabaret style in that room, that fucks it up. Like,
oh, but there's a whole, see, all facing different these are the things that, like, we try to iron out at Lavery's. It's like, see when you go in and someone's playing, I'm in love with you, at like that level, and everyone comes in, you can hear glasses clinking about now. Fuck that.
Aye.
You need to have it pumping, like.
Oh, fuck my eyes, watch
you. Do you know what I mean? Right, we'll get the fuck out of here. Let me plug some shit.
Ulster Hall, 25th of October. I think me and Mark McCartney's doing some student gigs for, like, doing a couple of student unions on the 23rd or the 24th? 22nd or 24th? I'll check me on Instagram, we'll double check it.
Check him on Instagram. We got Lavery's coming up first and third Wednesday of the month. So the next one is on the motherfucking 18th. I'm doing a work in progress there on the 19th. And then the tour starts in the Ardoan Theatre. And I'm all over the fucking shop. Just go to shine.net, buy some tickets. That's the tour show. The first one's coming up. They're literally like Ardoan, Terrace Hotel, Maharfelt.
Maharfelt.
Then Glasgow, 30th of September. Whelan's, 2nd of fucking October there. So it's all happening. It's all happening. And the second show at the Odyssey is on sale. So shine.net for all that shit. Or colingaddis.com. There'll be links in there. So lick my piece. Also, live podcast this Friday. And then the day after that, we're doing a very small, intimate podcast in the Nerve Centre. There's only 50 tickets.
Oh, really?
And they're a fiver. It's part of some festival. The guy's like, there's only 50 tickets.
Aye.
And they wanted like people, especially me, McCartney and Aaron. So a bunch of fucking, like, video assholes.
Class. I'll just be over here just being the best comedian in the world. Sure, don't worry about it. I might go for the pint sofas.
So yeah, that's fucking about the height of it. Just get me on Instagram. Right. All the details.
I'm going to be in Australia in November, so if you're living anywhere near Sydney, I can't just get me on Instagram. So yeah. I'll be out there for a bit.
Then you'll be in Sydney. Just living that health life.
Just getting that vitamin D. And also some sun.
Full month. I would love it if you like documented that. You know, like
the thing about it is with documenting gigs like that is you don't fucking do an awful lot. Do you know what I mean? It's like I'll be sitting in my hole, I'll go and do 20 minutes somewhere.
I know, but
get the bus and go somewhere else.
You should just see what's about.
Aye. Well, yeah. I might sort myself out a wee GoPro and fucking do something.
I'll give you a fucking GoPro. I got an old GoPro there.
Deal.
Just fucking stick it in your head.
Fucking get I can't. Fucking little prick, mate.
Fucking can't.
You fucking dirty bastard, mate. Fuck yeah.
That's Mickey to the fucking room service.
Yeah. I'll fucking clean it myself, Jacinta. If that is your real name. Linda.
Yeah. Yes, it's come. Obviously.
Well, you've never seen a cracking fucking bed sheet before, now you can't. Aye? Never smelled fucking fuck off, mate.
Filo pastry.
What do you mean you can't smoke in here? It's a children's hospital. Fuck am I doing in here?
They're dying anyway.
I'm sorry.
Oh, fuck. Right. This battery's gonna run out.
You're telling me.
Not a euphemism. Right. Bye. See you later. Shine on, I have tickets.
Also, yeah, for me too, actually.
Yeah.
MickeyBarton.com, got it working.
My ears are sweating.
Oh, so's mine.
Sweating, bruh.